Hi kids, Kathleen Mashana, hosting another episode of the Blind Techie Geek Speaks Kids Edition podcast. It's story time, listeners. Today's books I'm going to read are Pete the Cat, I Love My White Shoes by Eric Litwin, and Splat the Cat, Make Dad Glad by Rob Scotton. Enjoy! Pete the Cat was walking down the street in his brand new white shoes. Pete loved his white shoes so much, he sang this song. I love my white shoes, I love my white shoes, I love my white shoes. Oh no, listeners, Pete stepped in a large pile of strawberries. What color did it turn his shoes? Red. Did Pete cry? Goodness no. He kept walking along and singing his song. I love my red shoes. I love my red shoes. I love my red shoes. Oh no! Pete stepped in a large pile of blueberries. What color did it turn his shoes? Blue. Did Pete cry? Goodness no! He kept walking along and singing his song. I love my blue shoes. I love my blue shoes. I love my blue shoes. Oh no! Pete stepped in a large puddle of mud. What color did it turn his shoes? Brown. Did Pete cry? Goodness no, he kept walking along and singing his song. I love my brown shoes, I love my brown shoes, I love my brown shoes. Oh no, listeners, Pete stepped in a bucket of water. And all the brown, all the blue, and all the red were washed away. What color were his shoes again? White, but now they were wet. Did Pete cry? Goodness no, he kept walking along and singing his song again. I love my wet shoes, I love my wet shoes, I love my wet shoes. Listeners, the moral of Pete's story is no matter what you step in, keep walking along and singing your song. The end. So listeners, some of the words you will come across while reading the Splat the Cat book are bad, glad, lad, dad, granddad, lily pad, sad, and mad. On Sunday morning, Splat ate his favorite food, fish, and read Super Cat Comics. Splat felt really glad. Then Splat's dad sat down with a small frown. What's wrong, Dad? Asked Splat. Our soccer team lost our big game last night. And I'm a tad sad, said Dad. Oh no, cried Splat. He thought his dad must be feeling very bad. Splat's dad loved soccer. He was the captain of his team. I have to cheer up my dad. I think he's feeling really sad right now. I'll find out what makes him glad by looking at old photos. Look at this, Seymour. It's Dad and Granddad winning the three-legged race. when Dad was just a lad. I know what to do to make Dad glad. I'll sign us up for Cat School Game Day. We'll play lots of games. We'll even win the three-legged race. I'll make Dad proud. I'll show him I'm quick and strong, just like he and Granddad were. Splat, what are you doing? Little Sis asked. I have a brilliant plan to make Dad glad, and I'll practice with Seymour, cried Splat. Said Little Sis, your plan isn't half bad. What could possibly go wrong? Said Splat as he ran. Oops, said Splat, landing with a thump. His tail knotted up with worry, but he put on a brave face. I know what to do. I'll wear my lucky shoelace. The big day finally came, and Splat felt really glad. He and Seymour had practiced the three-legged race every day. The field behind Cat School was crowded with cats of all ages. Kitten was there, and so was Plank, and of course, Spike was there too. Spike walked over to Splat and grinned a big toothy grin. I can't wait for the games to begin. My mom and I are going to win, win, win. Splat's whiskers whittled just a bit. My dad and I are going to win the three-legged race, said Splat. I've been practicing. I'm wearing my lucky shoelace. No way, sneered Spike. A coach helped us train for the race. All you have is just one lucky shoelace. First came the wheelbarrow race. Yay, Splat and Dad were ahead. And then they went. I have a thorn in my paw pad, said Splat. He said, I'm sorry, Dad. That's okay, son, Splat's dad replied. I'm just glad you weren't hurt. But Splat wondered if his dad might be a tad mad. Don't worry, Dad, said Splat. We still have the three-legged race, and we won't lose that. Now we have the egg toss. Eggs started to fly as Splat and his dad lined up for the egg toss. Splat caught his dad's egg and smiled. Splat tossed the egg back. It was the perfect throw. Oops! Another egg was headed straight for his dad. Look out, yelled Splat. His dad looked up in surprise. And two eggs hit him at once. Egg yolk ran down his shirt. Splat's dad did not look glad. It's okay, Dad, said Splat. There's still the big race. Finally, it was time for the three-legged race. On your marks, get ready, get set, go! Splat's teacher, Mr. Wimpy, blew the whistle. Off Splat went with his dad. The pair passed Plank. They passed Kitten. They even passed Spike. They were far in the lead when Splat felt something have gone wrong. Splat's lucky shoelace had come undone. Splat went rolling. So did his dad. They went tumbling down the hill until Splat and his dad fell with a splash into the pond. They swam towards shore. Finally, they were able to stand up. They were covered from head to paw in lily pads. "I'm so sorry, Dad. I made you soggy and mad." Then Splat stared at his dad. His dad wasn't mad. He just laughed. "Splat, I'm not mad, but you and Granddad won a trophy." "And we came in last," said Splat. "I don't care about winning," Dad said. "This is the most fun I ever had." "Yippee," said Splat. "I did it. I made my dad glad." The end. Ask a grown-up to click the subscribe button so that way you won't miss any new episodes. I hope you enjoyed today's story. Bye for now, listeners.